AM 1300, WRCR, Spring Valley. Gentlemen, it's time for Jewish Datelines.
Listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom, and this show is for you. Baruch Hashem, we're here. It is 12:03. We are starting a little bit early, but remember, we get out of here at 12:29. We have a Yekesh half hour. So let's get the show rolling, and let me give you some information. First of all, if you're first tuning into this show is a live format for Shidduchim, real Shidduchim. And the only person who can come out here is the person who's in the single matzav themselves. No mother, father, brother, sister, uncle can call in. Only the person who's single, because that person knows more than anybody what they're looking for. And that's number one. If you're going to call in and present yourself, you use your first name or a fake first name, but no last names are allowed. And the first couple to get married off this show wins prizes for the wedding. And Baruch Hashem, in our Rockland County show, which is every Thursday night, we have 18 couples officially dating and together, waiting any second on two couples for Mazeldik news. I don't know who's going to come in. We have an older couple. We have a middle-aged couple. I don't know who's going to be the first to say it, but hold your horses very shortly. Mi'atzah Hashem. Anyway, so let me tell you something. If you're listening in Rockland County, you're hearing us at 1300 WRCR AM. If you're listening on the radio in the city, it's 620 AM. If you're hearing us online, you can hear us three different ways at www.wrcr.com. If you want to hear us, you can also tune into talklinecommunications.com or the JewishActivistNetwork.com. So it's three different ways. If you want to hear us on the phone lines, and my Chassidish Olam are here with me, they wanted to be part of the show, so you're here. We got the number from Thursday, and we have it on Wednesday. The number is 646-519-5860. PIN number for tonight's show is 9211. Again, the number is 646-519-5860. PIN number 9211. Sometimes it's 8574, and sometimes it's 9211. They haven't figured out. They moved the poll, Eagle Conferencing, and we have two PIN numbers now. What can I do? So tonight it's 9211. But the most important phone number you need to have is 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. So that number is here if you want to come on. Boys, girls from 17 to 120, this show is for you. All you want to have to do is get married. This is the place for you. This is your vehicle. And what makes Jewish Dateline so special is just like you're hearing my voice right now, you're making an opinion of me, whether rightfully or wrongfully. And when someone calls in, you're making an opinion of that person. Would I like to go out with that person? Maybe I wouldn't want to go out with this person. They're a real person. They're tangible. When you go to a matchmaker, the matchmaker will say, oh, you have the best boy, or I have the best girl. Everyone sounds the same. It all sounds like vanilla. And if you go on the internet on the left, a lot of people start becoming email buddies, and maybe if you're lucky, you get a cup of coffee. But in Jewish Datelines, you actually hear the potential person that you may want to go out with, and then you decide if this person's for you. So anyway, that's that. Also, I want to give out the number again. We're already starting our phone calls, 845-624-1300, if you want to be part of it. In this show, which is our big show, our New York City show, and we take in Rockland County with us. You're being heard in five boroughs on the radio. You get the eastern border of Connecticut all the way up to Teaneck, New Jersey. And that's that. So, let me just tell you that. So you're getting Rockland County. So you have a lot of coverage over here, and then you have the internet, and then you have the phone lines. It doesn't matter where you are. We want to reach out and touch better than AT&T. We want to see where you are, how you are. I don't care if you're single and you're in Kansas City. We want to help you find your Besheret. So in other words, let me give you the number again. It's 845-624-1300. And I know the phones are very busy, so you're going to have to hold on a moment. Okay, please hold on one second. 845-624-1300. We're going to go to a group of commercials. We're going to let the phones calm down a little bit, and then we'll be back. Do you know where I like to get my flowers for Shabbos? LaFleur Flowers, located 344 West Route 59, Nanuet, New York, across from the Days Inn and next door to the Rockland Car Wash, is the place to go. LaFleur Flowers has the most exotic, beautiful flower arrangements and will undercut their competitors. LaFleur has every type of flower and plant for your hasana and special occasions. LaFleur has beautiful plant rentals for mechitzas as well. LaFleur also has special gifts that you won't find anywhere else, from home decor and hostess gifts. LaFleur is Shomer Shabbos and will deliver anywhere in Rockland County. So come celebrate their grand opening. For the best in flowers and event planning, visit them today at 344 West Route 59, Nanuet, New York, across from the Days Inn, or call them today at 845-507-0084. That's 845-507-0084. And say you heard it on Jewish Datelines.
Did you ever dream of making your home picture perfect? Well, you can do that with Elegant Window Fashion. Elegant Window Fashion, located in the Shoppers Haven Mall at 27 Orchard Street in Muncie, carries the most beautiful selection of blinds. They carry a full line of Hunter Douglas products, silhouettes, luminates, Austrian shades, and more. Elegant Window Fashion also carries a full line of soft treatments, as well as washable vertical fabrics and horizontal blinds. Come in and visit Elegant Window Fashion's showroom and speak to the in-house designers who will help decorate your home. They also do on-site blind and drapery cleaning. The holidays are coming up soon, so call Elegant Window Fashion today. 845-352-0990. Or visit them at their Borough Park location at 4516 New Utrecht Avenue. That's Elegant Window Fashion, 845-352-0990. Are you looking for a nice restaurant with live music? Visit Benny's Grill and Fine Dining, 1785 Ocean Avenue between Avenues M and N in Brooklyn, New York. They close late at 11 p.m. Benny's Grill also does parties up to 80 people on premises. Benny's Grill does parties and they specialize in bar mitzvahs and bris. Call Benny's Grill at 718-787-0080. That's 718-787-0080.
Okay, we're back, and I had a chance to collect my thoughts. I was a little tongue-tied tonight because the phones are really busy here. I don't know if you can hear it, but I don't know if we're on mute or not mute, but they're like crazy busy. So anyway, if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Jewish Datelines. It's a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom. We have our first phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
My name is Jakob.
Jakob, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, and you?
Good. How'd you hear about our show?
I listen to this show every day. I mean, not every day. Twice a week.
Okay. And, all right, so you hear it on the radio, but how'd you hear about it?
Just accidentally.
An accident, okay. So you want to present yourself?
Yes, I do.
All right. Shoot, let me tell you what you're looking for in a young lady, please.
I'm looking for possibly Litvish or woman from Eastern Europe, Bolshova, or who was born from, whose religion from birth, who is at least Orthodox.
Okay, you're not so clear. Are you on a cell phone by any chance?
Yes, I am.
That's not a good choice. You know what? We're going to try to take this because I don't know how much my audience is gathering. Okay, my engineer says you're hearing. All right, I didn't hear that last sentence. Please repeat yourself, please.
Okay, I'm looking for a woman who's from Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Possibly. Who's observant.
Okay.
At least, minimum as an Orthodox woman. She might be with children, without children, single.
Have you ever been married before?
Yeah, I was married as a child.
You have a child? Okay.
Yeah, one boy.
Are you from Russia by any chance?
I'm from Ukraine.
Okay, good. And do you work?
Yes, I do.
What do you do, please?
I got a federal job.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. So, all right. And, so you like a young lady from a similar background like yourself, maybe a Ukrainian lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
And possibly who is not taller than 5.5.
She shouldn't be taller than 5'5". Not taller. Okay, but let me tell you something. Sometimes good things come in tall packages. I guess you're trying to tell us you're about 5'5", huh?
Yes.
All right. I'm only teasing you here. Let me ask you, are you Litvish?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you go to movies or television?
No. I got no time for it.
What?
I got no time for it.
Baruch Hashem. So, okay, what do you do for some of your hobbies? When are you COVID eaten, by the way? Do you learn?
Yeah, I learn, yes.
Okay. You have a shear?
Yeah. But usually it's like a few times a week.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. And What do you do outside of your parnasa and outside of your learning? What are some interests that you have?
I like any kind of physical activity. I like bicycling, I like jogging, I like go to the park.
Okay.
Do some kiruv, help other people.
You like to do kiruv? Is that what you said?
Kiruv.
Yeah, kiruv.
Yeah.
Are you Lubavitch?
No.
Okay. They're not the only people who do kiruv, so I just wanted to make sure. All right. So, and how old are you, please?
39.
And how old should the young lady be? What's the age range, please?
I prefer if she got no kids, maybe until 38. If with the kids, maybe until 39.
Okay, basically, you're up to 39 years old, okay? And on the younger side, please? What's the age range, please?
My age?
No, what's the age range for the person you're looking for?
Maybe like from 29 to 39.
Okay, and how old are you?
39.
Okay, that's a good system. All right, you've been listening to Yaakov. Thank you for calling us. We have two other calls on hold. We have to, on Wednesday night, we're very short and condensed because we have a show that's going to close in about 14 minutes. So thank you for calling us. I'm going to tell our audience who Yaakov is. Yaakov is a Russian gentleman who's not taller than 5'5.5". Although in general, we don't mention a physical description, but I think this is very important to Yaakov, so... we did it tonight. He works for the government here. He's been divorced and has a child. He's 39. He's looking to a lady from 28 to 39. If you're interested in Yaakov, please call us here at 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. Let me just tell you something. We have a shachet to the show, which is Mrs. Debbie Leibowitz from Borough Park. And so she does all our shachana. She's been doing this for over 27 years. She's wonderful. And so she's the official shachana of our show. So that was Yaakov. And if you're interested, 845-624-1300. We're going to take our next call if they're still there. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Who am I speaking to, please?
This is Laura.
Okay. How are you, Laura?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Where are you hearing us from?
From Muncie.
Muncie. Okay. I think you've called our show once or twice before.
Right. Yes, that's true.
All right. But I don't think you've ever called this show. This is our bigger show. So let me hear what you're looking for in a gentleman, please.
I hope that, you know, we get along and I could trust the person and... we have things in common and...
Well, wait a second, of course. Those are all understood. But let me ask you a question. What is the religious background you're looking for, please?
The religious background, I would say, I seem to get along with Reformed Jewish people. Well, so maybe possibly conservative, you know, not so religious. I mean, I'm a little religious, but I think it's better maybe possibly Reformed or conservative.
So you're not Shomer Shabbos, you're not observing currently, but maybe in the future that'll change, huh?
I'm a little religious. I observe a certain number of things, but it might change. But like I said, I've dated guys for many years. The guys I've dated have been reformed, and it's been very good.
Okay. Do you keep kashrus at all?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
All right. So now let me just get back to now. What kind of characteristics are you looking for? In religious, we would ask, what kind of mitos are you looking for? But tonight I'm going to ask you, what kind of characteristics in a gentleman are you looking for, please?
Characteristics?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like them to be, you know, like I said, we can have things in common and, a loving, affectionate.
Like, I'm talking about, like, an easygoing, outgoing, quiet, shy, things of this nature.
Outgoing, basically, and easygoing, I'm a friendly person. I'm like a people person, but they don't have to, they're going to be somewhat people person, and be exactly that much, but it's a little, somewhat. And I'd like to have meet someone that's working, hopefully working full time.
Okay, Mrs. Shim. Mm-hmm. What do you do, may I ask?
Well, I have a bachelor's degree, and I have a four-year degree, but I still work in a supermarket. I'm a cashier in the same place for 21 years.
Okay.
And the second job, I work one day a week for 9 years. I teach dancing one day a week.
Okay. And let me ask you a question. What other kind of hobbies and interests do you have outside of work?
I don't know. Basically, I try to visit my father and check if he's, you know, he's been in a nursing home, so I try to visit him like 3 days a week, and at nighttime I take up my time. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a huge mitzvah.
Thank you. And I try to visit my father, and I like to go out to restaurants and have go to maybe movie once in a while or to the beach.
Okay. A little cold for that right now, huh?
Right.
All right. So how old are you, dear?
What was that?
How old are you?
I'm over 45.
Okay. And the gentleman you're looking for should be in what age range, please?
I would say between the ages of 45 to 55.
Okay. And you've never been married before, right?
Never married. No kids, not yet. But hoping to be married and possibly have a child.
Beautiful.
At least one child, have a, you know, one of my own. And I've never been married, but I've been in relationships for, you know, like a couple relationships.
Okay, wait, Laura, we have to go, and I think we got enough from your interview. I appreciate you calling, because on Wednesday night, we're very short with our interviews, and so I appreciate
you. I would say that I've been in relationships with, you know, guys for like many years, and a couple of relationships for many years, so it's almost like I was married, but I've never married, it's almost like I was married.
Laura, we have to go. And
okay.
I thank you so much for calling. Okay. So, all right. You're listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Lifish, Hasidic, minor, secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom. And this show is for you. And let me just ascertain something that this young lady had just mentioned. Laura has actually been a phone caller to our show before. So it's not the first time I've heard her. But maybe it's the first time I've... you've heard her. She's a sweetheart, and she's a lovely girl. She's not religious. And she brings up a very interesting point. There are a lot of people who have been dating for way too long and quote-unquote call it a relationship, yet they didn't get married. In Jewish Datelines, first we got to put you together. Then you have to date. Or if you're Hasidish, we can set you up in a bishel. And then the idea is to get you under a chuppah. This long-term dating is mukser. This is no good. You can't build a bias name in this way. This is not what this is about. You know, we can't... We're here to help, before Mashiach comes, help people build bias namens for Hashem. That's what we're here to do. I don't put people together... Mrs. Leibowitz doesn't put people together. We are just shliachs. We help. Hashem puts every shliach in the planet together. You know, everyone says, oh, this shachin, she does shidduchim, and this internet site, and or this singles event. No. It's Hashem runs the world. And if you're a part, you're a part of the helpmate to Hashem to help it happen. That's all we are here. So we want people to stop having relationships, whether you're Orthodox or secular, and stop dating for 2,000 years. It's time for everyone to get married. There's a lot of people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who are single for this exact reason. So I hope I'm ringing a point here. And by the way, I'm going to give our number because we only have like six more minutes, 845-624-1300. And my engineer is telling me I have another call. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. This is Yossi calling from Brooklyn.
Hi, Yossi.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem.
I'm Baruch Hashem, fine. The first time I called was right before the summer, like June, before I went to Eretz Yisrael.
On which show? On the Thursday?
I think it was a Thursday night show, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe Mike Shabbos, I don't remember.
Okay. Let me ask you, Yossi, are you listening to a radio right next to you?
I just closed the radio. Why?
Yeah, because we're hearing it in our studio, so you need
close?
To. Yeah, we need to close it because otherwise we can't hear you.
Okay, it's shut down all the way now.
Baruch Hashem. So Yossi, you went to Israel
I went to Israel for the summer, and now I'm back. And I don't know if you remember, but...
I'm trying to think. I'm thinking, which show did you call us back on? When did you go away?
Just right before the summer, like June. Maybe June, maybe...
Probably called us in on our Thursday night show. This show did not start until, I think, the end of July or beginning of August. We started it on Tu B'Av, actually.
Yeah, maybe. But anyways, I know that you only have 5 minutes.
You got it. So let me hear. What you looking for in a young lady?
Okay, I'm looking for a nice lady. I would say between the ages, you know, you never know, but between the ages 20 to 35.
Okay.
Some people believe that an age is not an issue.
How old are you, please?
I'm 39, and I'm tall, 6 feet.
So no, we don't want physical descriptions on here. That's not important. We hopefully match people up from what's on the inside. On the inside, that's what really counts. Honestly, when people want to say and they want to give physical description, these things are understood. I'll be honest with you. People are not going to marry people if they're not attracted to them. So we don't even have to go through this. All right?
Exactly.
We have to go through character. Tell me.
Exactly. So, Dr. Stockel, the Mashiach boy.
I hear.
So, you look in the barrel only from the inside.
Okay. So...
That's it. You know, I'm looking for someone that's outgoing and had good character. You know, give me those towels.
Where is your accent from, though?
I came here when I was 2 years old. I came from Israel.
Okay.
That's Israel.
Okay. Do you work?
I work. I'm in the health business. I do body reflexology. I called the other show. Also.
Oh, now I remember. Okay, I got it.
Ask me if I'm a safari. I think.
What happened?
You asked me if I'm a safaric.
Hmm. Yeah, and I don't think you said yes to that question.
I said no.
Yeah, I think you said no, and I think that's correct. Now it's coming back to me. All right, you don't think you're Sephardic, but I think that you are Sephardic, right? I think that was a debate between us. Anyway, it's 12:26. Let's hear more about. Are you a Cohen?
I'm not a Cohen, no.
Have you ever been married?
No.
No children.
Oh.
Time to get married. Don't you agree?
It's about time.
All right. So now you're here. You call me from where? Brooklyn.
I'm from Brooklyn, and. If somebody calls in after the show, you know, I have time till 3 a.m, I would say.
Well, we're not going to be up that late.
No, I'm saying anybody can call.
No, this is not how we do it, by the way. Actually, let me just explain to you, take the quick time, people just tuning in for the first time. If someone calls in for you, for Laura, or for Yaakov, we take this information down. You've given it to Neil before you've gone on there, our trusted engineer of Jewish Datelines, and then if someone sounds like they're interesting and everything makes sense, we give this information to our official shachan, Mrs. Debbie Leibowitz of Borough Park. If everything then checks out, this is real shachanis, then we put you together. So I just want you to understand that. It's not like, okay, someone called in and we give you phone number. Has v'shalom. This is real shachanis. These are real people we're dealing with real neshamas and hearts and souls. We have one more minute, actually, before we're going to have to close our show out. So I just have to wrap up. Do you learn?
I learn. I have 3 times a week. I have kaveh 18.
Baruch Hashem.
That's all the time I got right now, but hopefully I should be able to increase that time eventually.
Okay.
And then we'll go on from there, I guess. I would like to have the number from the Shadchanit Leibowitz, which you're mentioning whenever.
Okay. We don't give that out, but we are going to have to go right now because it is 12:20, and we have maybe room for my 2 commercials. All right, so we have to close our show because the show has been very busy, and I don't know if you've heard what's going on here tonight, but I thank you, everyone who participated. If you were interested in any of the 3 people, it was Yaakov, who is a man from the Ukraine, Laura, who's from Muncie, and... our last gentleman, caller Yossi, who was from Israel, and he's a reflexologist. Please call us here at 845-624-1300. I want you to tune in tomorrow if you wanted to come in tonight because these phones are crazy. Again, the same phone number. Our show starts 845 624-1300 is the number you need to know. It starts at 10:30. Jewish Dateline. Have a good Shabbos. Do you hear strange noises and it's not in your head, but it's in your car? Then it's time to call Arnold's Mobile Auto Repair, located in Spring Valley, New York. Arnold's Mobile Auto Repair will take care of all your car needs, from brakes, shocks, struts, engine repairs, heating and air conditioning, and much, much more. Arnold's Mobile Auto Repairs will come to you instead of you wasting valuable time in a repair shop. Arnold's Mobile Auto Repair has been serving cars in New Jersey and New York for almost 20 years. I have personally used Arnold's mobile service, and he's the best deal in town. So don't put off fixing your car today. Call Arnold at 845-707-0286. That's 845-707-0286.
Are you tired of spending too much money on print advertising? If you want to be part of a mitzvah and save money in these hard times, come join us on Jewish Datelines. Jewish Datelines reaches all of Rockland County and more. We make effective and creative commercials for your business. For more information, please call 845-352-6127. That's 845-352-6127.
Shoishan Chod.